This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks for joining us. We really do appreciate it. I really haven't gone to the movies in a while. I think the last movie I saw was King Kong, and it was okay. I just haven't been going to the movies. I think it's really, really expensive. I've been trying to save some money, right? And, I don't know. I think there's better things to do with my time, and I really like what's on Netflix. And, you know, my husband doesn't want to go to the movies because if there is a movie that I want to see, he'll say, no, I got bad reviews. Okay, so one movie I do, if you were like, okay, Dahlia, what movie do you want to see? I really want to see the movie Chips. Didn't they make, like, Michael Pena and didn't they make a spoof on Chips? Okay? And my husband goes, no, it got bad ratings. Let me look that up. Okay, no. Are you kidding me, really? Okay, so let me go Chips the movie. Yeah, it's supposed to spoof the TV show with Eric Estrada, right? And, okay, so I guess one movie, one review said it, quote, struggled to generate laughs. I don't see how. Another review said Chips is a cinematic highway to hell. All right, Chips movie falls flat with critics. So apparently people, now the Baywatch trailer. People think that the Baywatch movie may be a hit. But again, you know, people look at the ratings. Well, a very interesting study came out saying that, you know, the ratings, no two people agree. And which kind of makes sense. This is an interesting study. Basically, they looked at 3,000 people and they found that taste in movies was highly individualistic. Oh, really? Duh. So, for example, let's say the movie has Michael Fassbender in it. It could be the most boring movie out there. I'm going to like it. You know? Here's a good example. Okay. I'm a big fan of Viggo Mortensen. I think Viggo Mortensen is an excellent actor. I also think he's gorgeous. I'm just a huge fan of his acting skills. Okay? I might not agree with his politics, but I'm a huge fan of his acting. And again, he's sexy. So, the movie Hidalgo, years ago. Alright? The movie was kind of boring. It didn't get a lot of good ratings. Okay? Laurence Olivier was in it, so that was pretty cool. But it just was kind of, I don't mind. I will see that movie over and over and over again. Why? Because there's Viggo Mortensen. So you're right. There is a lot of individual tastes. So the survey looked at 3,000 people and they found the best predictor of a non-critic's response to a film was the aggregated evaluations of other critics, such as IMDb. Have you guys ever gone to the Internet Movie Database? It's cool. I'm listed in IMDb. I love it. I haven't even been in a movie. I guess if you've done TV stuff or whatever, you're listed there. But I guess looking at an internet movie aggregate of evaluations seems to be where people want to get their opinions, which is going to kind of move into what else I want to talk about. So anyway, according to New York University's Department of Psychology, they say what we find enjoyable in movies is strikingly subjective, so much so that the industry's targeting of filmgoers by broad demographic categories seems off the mark. They say critics may be adept at evaluating films, but that doesn't mean their assessments will accurately predict how much the public will like and what they see. So, like, for example, the movie Ted and Ted 2. I love those movies. They make me laugh. I mean, there's a lot of stupid jokes. I love them. Critics weren't big fans. Okay? And there were a lot of people that didn't like those movies. So it's like different strokes for different folks. The movie Dodgeball. Dive, duck, drop, dodge, whatever, those. I loved Dodgeball. I thought that was excellent. You had some people that go, I didn't like it. So there's, it all depends on what are people looking for. Are they looking for the 1940s Humphrey Bogart type of flick You know, are they looking for the musical? I thought Hairspray, the movie, again, excellent. There were some boring parts. Some songs I think they could have, you know, maybe gotten rid of. I didn't like the part where, you know, John Travolta and Christopher Walken were trying to make up. That was kind of a boring scene. But other than that, it was, it was a good movie. So, what we have now, which is very interesting from a psychological perspective in terms of, you know, our society today, is, you know, where people are driven to is really now a kind of like a Yelp review or a Google review or an internet review or a Facebook review of things. And for some of us, we like the real answers. We like the real, you know, raw, you know, data. Because Siskel and Ebert, I used to listen to them, right, you know, on how they reviewed, and they were pretty right on with their thumbs up and their thumbs down. No, not doesn't seem to be the case. The only other problem that we have is you have some people that, you know, like the power that they have when they do these reviews, and as we've discussed many times on the show, take advantage of it. And I did such a thing, and I'm not really proud of myself with this, but remember I told you guys that I was in Philadelphia, and then we went upstate to go to Hershey Park, and the amusement park was closed until May, so that really sucked, and we were upset. But instead, we went to Hershey, I don't know if it was a Hershey Museum, but it was the Hershey Chocolate Factory, whatever. So they had this quote-unquote, I don't want to call it a ride, but an exhibit where you got to sit there and you got to taste chocolate. And when you tasted chocolate, there was a little computer screen that you would hit to say what the chocolate tasted like. Did it taste like leathery? Did it taste like rose? Whatever. And then they would put up on the screen your opinion. So me and the kids purposely picked the nastiest, right, of the choices, like leather or bitter herbs or, I don't know, upholstery, whatever. And we purposely kept hitting it so we could get our choice up there on the big screen. And then the kids behind us said, that was really cool. You know, they're immature, we're immature too, let's do it. So then the speaker said, oh, so you guys tasted some leather in that. And we were high-fiving each other, going, woo-hoo, you know, because we were able to manipulate, right, the rating. Keep that in mind, people. There are people there that do want to manipulate the rating. So if there's a movie you really, really want to go to, okay, there could be some people out there purposely saying it stinks so you don't go. And it works. And it's a power trip when you go, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to go to the movie. 1-877 Doc Belly. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us have issues with our carbs, and we have a lot of trouble losing weight. You know, it's interesting. They say American Idol is going to be coming back. Yeah, they're going to reboot American Idol. I know. I think it's been off the air for about a year. And even though it lost ratings, I guess it made more money than a lot of the other stuff on network TV these days. Network TV has to really compete with Netflix. And, you know, I mean, I don't watch regular TV anymore, with the exception of the news. And I'm starting to stop watching that as well. I'll just watch reruns of TV shows I liked, and, so I don't really watch anything new. And so I guess I'm going to try to reboot American Idol. It's very interesting because you see, you know, these, actors the singers from years ago, and they show you, you know, how they look today. And with the exception of Jennifer Hudson, who lost weight, everybody else got bigger. And, it just happens to us. We just get bigger. And, I mean, for me, it's not, you know, my lack of exercise. I exercise every day. It's not my quote-unquote poor food choices. I've always eaten roughly the same. In fact, I drink less soda. I eat less sugar. I drink less alcohol, big time. Something's going on. And it could be more than just, it's our metabolism that slows down. Well, there's an infographic that's circulating online that looks really, really good on how to stave off your sweet tooth. Because when you talk to people who have lost weight, the one thing that they say is, look, I just stopped carbs. So you and I try that. We'll try to stop carbs. We'll be like, all right, well, I'll eat more protein, or I'll eat more cheese, or I'll whatever. And then you're like, well, I don't like this because I'm taking in more fat. This is more expensive. I feel heavier. I don't feel as well. You know, I think I'd rather, and you start to miss your carbs. You know, we all do. So first they say, which is something that I've always recommended, is, you know, step by step, at 7 a.m., let's say you wake up at 7. And by the way, for any of you guys that do wake up at 7, oh my gosh, what slackers. Are you kidding me? Really? My day is half over by 7 a.m. Anyway, they say 7 a.m., drink a glass of water. Some sugar cravings are a sign of dehydration. So before reaching for that cookie, they say reach for a glass of water. I told you that's what a Weight Watchers taught us in the 80s, to drink a glass of water before you even eat. That stops some of your cravings. They say try avocado in the morning for breakfast, oatmeal, eggs, maybe even smoked salmon. Right? And then if you're still hungry, drink another glass of water. They say for snacks before lunch and throughout the day, try fresh or dried fruits and peanut butter. I know some of you guys are allergic to peanuts. I get it. All right. But for those of you who aren't allergic to peanuts, okay? All right. Now, between 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., okay, this is where I get hungry. And it's because I think, you know, it's because I worked out earlier that morning. I burned off a lot of the sugar and whatever I had eaten, you know, for breakfast. My Lucky Charms or my Apple Jacks. And I understand sugary cereals you burn through quickly and you just get hungry again. All right, so I try to eat more protein in the morning, but I still get hungry. And nutritionist Cassandra Barnes said when choosing between meal, you know, snacks, remember that they should be based on the same principles that contain protein, healthy fats, or unrefined carbohydrates. So maybe a maximum of 2 pieces of fruit a day. They say avoid bananas and grapes because bananas and grapes are the highest in sugar. But berries can be eaten more freely as they are low in sugar. Now, that's true. The glycemic index of berries is a lot lower than like a grape or an orange or a grapefruit, etc. And so if you're diabetic and you want fruit, we usually tell you to eat berries instead of the other ones. But here's my problem. Bananas are great in fiber, and they also have a lot of potassium. Okay, but then again, this nutritionist is probably skinnier than I am, so we'll go with her advice. Okay? She says it's helpful to keep some of these healthy snacks at work to stop you reaching for sugary foods when you feel hungry or low in energy. Right before lunch, around 12:30, they say, she says taking a pill. What does that mean? Nobody's supposed to be taking a pill. Oh, maybe she's talking about certain supplements. No. I don't want to push supplements right now. I just want you guys to go for the natural food. All right? So, now, I see. Okay, so what she's talking about now is chromium. Apparently, chromium prevents spikes and dips in blood sugar. And so they discuss a supplement and they discuss a company. So to me, that looks like an advertisement. But I have to admit, the reason why these diet pills seem to be such a fad and you know, people, just swear by them, it's not that the diet pills make you lose weight. It's that placebo effect of, look, I took a pill. So my mind knows that I took a pill, so now my hunger is supposed to go down. I personally would not recommend you do that, but here's the thing. This is why many of these supplements over-the-counter claim weight loss. The placebo effect is so strong. And you know, fine, the placebo effect works, I'll take it. It's just, unfortunately, I don't want people sticking things into their body that they don't know. But if you go, I'm hungry, I'm going to take a pill, your mindset may be, so now the hunger is going to go away. Now, what about between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m.? This is tough for a lot of people. Midday meals are larger than breakfast. They say it should be loaded with protein and vitamins like oily fish, mushrooms, tofu. They say drink a lot of water. We should be aiming for 2 liters of water per day. They say herbal teas count, but not caffeinated drinks, fruit juice, or soda pop. Keeping hydrated is important for many processes. Not everyone can sneak in a 20-minute nap, but even a nap may help. Here's my problem, though. When I wake up from a nap, from a power nap, I get hungry. Now, they say lack of sleep could lead to unbalanced hormones, increased cortisol, belly fat. And remember, there was a study saying those people that take midday naps are more at risk for diabetes. So we still don't have the data. The data is kind of going back and forth on that one. Late afternoon. Now, this is where a lot of us reach for the sugar. And this is my worst time because I want to go to sleep. And rather than going to sleep, I reach for the sugar. So that's why they recommend getting some sleep. But they say you have to distract yourself. Okay? Maybe work out before dinner. And that's another thing I've started to do. Where I come home and I'm hungry, I'm like, let me get my workout in. And then when I get my workout in, I'm not as hungry. The exercise gives off endorphins, triggers a positive, happy feeling. So I split my workout into two parts. I do a small workout in the morning, and then I do another small workout at the end of the day. Okay, after I get home. Listen to music. That also can help with your cravings. And now dinner time. They say around 7 p.m. seems to be the perfect time to sit down for the last meal of the day. Now, you see, we try to eat dinner at about 5, 6 o'clock, because I don't want to eat dinner at 7 and go to bed at 9. But I've heard that, sometimes around 7 p.m. is nice so that you're not, let's say you eat at 5 or 4, and then you go to bed at midnight. Your epinephrine is going to be kicking in because you're going to have low blood sugar, and then your glucagon, and then your cortisol. And so there's a chance that you may actually, make more sugar or gain weight when your body thinks it's starving at night. So they suggest 7 p.m. They also suggest protein, healthy fats, complex carbohydrates, lean meat like chicken and turkey. Try to get magnesium in, like leafy greens, into your dinner. It also is like a nature's quote-unquote tranquilizer. I think salads are great at dinner time. They make me sleepy because I have to work so hard to chew them that my mouth gets tired. They also say remember to brush your teeth. The mint that you use will also brush away some of the desires for a late-night snack. That's actually a great idea. I used to recommend that. Okay, when I was little, if you brushed your teeth, you didn't want to eat anything after that because you brushed your teeth. And so I notice if I brush my teeth early, then I won't eat anything after because I already brushed my teeth. It's crazy. So for those of you that think like that, that works. Then another thing I do at night if I get hungry is I take a hot shower. They recommend to take a bath, maybe with essential oils to unwind. Boredom leads to snacking. So maybe, take a bath. Or, take a photo of, maybe yourself. And then, concentrate on what yourself looks like. All right. Maybe you're like, okay, No, I look good. Okay. I don't need to eat anything more. And then you got to go to bed when it's time to go to bed. Okay. Hey, right? When it's time to sleep, you got to sleep. If you're trying to stay up and you're like, let me eat something so I stay awake. Again, I would rather you hydrate. If you drink a glass of water, that's going to help you stay awake because you can't be having caffeine at 10, 11 o'clock at night. All right. Or again, you could take a shower. This time maybe not as hot to wake you up. What do we do first thing in the morning when we're tired? We take a shower. For me, I take a hot shower before I go to bed because that helps me want to sleep. That usually puts me to sleep right away because it relaxes the muscles. So I recommend that for those of you with insomnia. But, they do suggest magnesium supplements, but we got to be careful because they're suggesting a brand, which means this could be an advertisement. But magnesium is a very, very important vitamin. And so if you don't get enough in your fruits and vegetables, I would recommend then maybe a supplement. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, EpiPens, as many of us have kind of guessed and suspected, EpiPens, they say, can last way past their expiration. And this study was conducted when we had that big issue of Mylan selling EpiPen at exorbitant prices. They say, according to a research letter published in the Annals of Internal Medicine this week, the auto-injector EpiPen retained much of their potency well after the expiration date. Now, usually EpiPens have a shelf life of 18 months, which also includes the time it takes to distribute the product. So patients typically replace them every year. The study analyzed 40 expired pens collected over 2 weeks at a clinic in San Diego from patients and healthcare providers. It found that 29 months after expiration, okay, so over 2 years, the pens contained at least 90% of the original epinephrine used to stop the life-threatening allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. The reason why we use these is it has epinephrine, and for those people that go through an anaphylactic reaction where they can't breathe, and they have such histamine release, and they start to wheeze, and they have bronchoconstriction, where the air conduits start to constrict and not allow air to get in. Epinephrine reverses it. Epinephrine is an agonist that opens up the airways, allowing people to breathe. So it's life-saving. And so what we end up doing is we inject you, usually within, you know, the thigh, or you can auto-inject yourself if you can't breathe. And then the epinephrine hopefully opens up the airways. Okay? Now, you can't just then go on your merry way. Sometimes you need another EpiPen, but many of the times we recommend you go, you know, call 911. So when they looked at these EpiPens, which are now through the roof, I think they were like $600 for a two-pack. It was ridiculous. The prices were outrageous. When they looked at after the expiration date, the concentration was still at 84% even after 50 months, which is 4 years past the expiration. They say that would fall within the recommended therapeutic range for epinephrine if somebody has a life-threatening allergic reaction, according to a pharmacist, professor, and director of California Poison Control System, Lee Cantrell. Lee Cantrell did not conduct the study, he is the one that did conduct the study. So he is the study author. He said what prompted him to doing that was the public outcry with the soaring price of EpiPen from generic drug giant Mylan. They say people can no longer afford to replace their pens, which skyrocketed from 500% in recent years to more than $600 a two-pack. We're calling the Poison Control Center asking whether they would get sick using expired pens. And that's interesting because, like with us, we have an EpiPen in our house for my son. And we're like, all right, it's a year old. We got to throw it out because who wants to take the chance? I mean, nobody wants to take the chance of, you know, you thinking that it works. And mind you, it also has to be stored properly. If you have, let's say, a medicine cabinet that abuts an outside wall, that's going to heat up in the summer. I figured that out the hard way when I'm like, why is this pill bottle warm? So, you know, if the room is hot, if it's a very dry room, desiccated room, if there's, you know, or if it's very cold, you know, there's a lot of different things that could unfortunately change the quality of the medication, whether it's a pill, a liquid, and injectable. So, you know, again, but ideally, you know, they say after, a couple years, it could still be 90% effective. 50% effective? I don't know if I would still trust that. They say it's enough for therapeutic effects, so I would still, you know, use caution with that. We just got to get these EpiPens cheaper, and I don't know how to do it. So, he said he wasn't advocating that people take expired medications. He said, in my personal opinion, there's a clear need to revisit our practices for medication expiration dates in the U.S., and that's something that I've been saying for a while. I said one of the things that we could be doing to combat the mess that we're in with Obamacare and people with, you know, high deductibles and high premiums. And, you know, we are in a mess because we can't pull away the recommendation that pre-existing conditions get covered. I think we all want that. We all agree. But we can't lower the premiums without doing something to that. And so one thing I suggested is, you know, we start having clinics set up, right, throughout the country. These are clinics that could be a filter for emergency rooms, kind of urgent cares or quick cares, if you will, but not so much an urgent care setting. We want where people could go and get their diabetes managed. They could get their blood pressure managed. There could be primary care physicians that they see, you know, on a regular basis, right? And that these clinics would allow very inexpensive sort of health care to be given. Because it doesn't matter if you have a cockamamie card, whether it's a Medicaid card or an insurance card in your wallet, that doesn't mean you're going to get in to see the medical provider. It doesn't mean crap. So what do we stock? What do we do for medications? And I had said for years that a lot of these medications, you know, are good after their expiration date. And unfortunately, people don't go to they throw them out, or they, you know, so why not use these medications that people are about to throw out that are still good for possibly another year and stock the free clinics, and not even free clinics, it could be $5, $20, you know, a visit. It doesn't have to be anything exorbitant. And so I would definitely suggest somebody look at that. Now, there was a study that came out saying Medicaid patients wait longer at the doctor's office. Researchers analyzed data of more than 21 million outpatient visits to nearly 2,600 different medical practices in 2013. And they say that the average wait time were 4.6 minutes for Medicaid patients, yet 4.1 minutes for those with private insurance. What are you talking about? 4 minutes. A wait time of 4 minutes to go to the medical provider? Okay, first of all, who's complaining? I mean, I've waited an hour plus to go to the doctor. Are you kidding me? Anyway, this is according to a study out of Tucson.com. They say the wait times were recorded based on software capturing patient check-in times and times when patients were taken in for the doctor's visit. They say Medicaid patients were also 20% more likely to wait more than 20 minutes to begin a scheduled appointment than those with private insurance. They say Medicaid is a government-run health insurance program for the poor. They say my intuition going into it, according to study author Amy Finkelstein, was that wait times were going to be much longer based on my own biased recall. We tend to remember that visit where we waited forever, a key value of measuring wait times based on information captured by office software. Okay, now, see, here's, okay, me running a medical office, what I remember when we took Medicaid patients is when a Medicaid patient signed in, we had to make sure their Medicaid was active. So there wasn't a computerized system for that. So we had to get on the phone and we had to wait for somebody to answer. Yet Blue Cross Blue Shield would have a number on the back. You just dialed the number and they would say, yeah, patient's still active, this much deductible meds, patient copay $10. So then I'm like, all right, which patient's ready to be seen? They go, all right, well, this patient right here, only had a $10 copay, already collected $10 copay, they could go. Okay, what about the next patient? We're still verifying. So, you know, before people start saying Medicaid patients are being discriminated against, which, by the way, I still think do happen. All right, and how we believe that happens is, you know, we've talked about these studies where somebody would call saying, yeah, you know, I have this insurance. Oh, yeah, we'll get you right in. Somebody else calls a minute later. Oh, I have Medicaid. Oh, no, it's a 2-week wait. So we know that happens. But in terms of a study looking at wait times within the office, if it takes a while to call and verify, now there should be a computerized system for that. But if it does take a while to do that, that's a problem. Now, here's the other thing with Medicaid that people need to realize. With Medicaid, you are not allowed to bill the patient. So if that patient, let's say, was lying, right, or there's a mistake in the computer, most medical offices are like, well, hold on, but can we find out? Whereas a lot of times if there is an issue with a private insurance patient, you could still bill the patient. 1-877-DOCSALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created learnhealthspanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. Learnhealthspanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit learnhealthspanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you ever have any questions, need any advice, you can contact us through Twitter, through Facebook, through our website at drdahlia.com. But, of course, we really, really appreciate your call. And if you ever call in when we're not live, still leave a message on the answer line so we could answer it on the next day we do a live broadcast. So, some great news in the HIV world. They say the latest treatments for HIV mean that young people living with the virus could live up to a decade longer. They say 20-year-olds who started with antiretroviral therapy in 2010 are predicted to live up to 10 years longer than those who first underwent similar treatment back in 1996. And that's when some of these treatments first became available to the degree that we're using them now. Researchers at Bristol University in the UK said the improvements are due to fewer side effects and less toxic drugs with greater options for patients who are infected with the drug-resistant HIV strains. They say our research illustrates the success story of how improved HIV treatments coupled with screening, prevention, and treatment of health problems associated with HIV infection can extend the lifespan of people diagnosed with HIV. And it's incredible because, you know, in the 80s and 90s, it was a death sentence. And it was, you know, very, very frightening. And it still is frightening. But, you know, I would go to council groups of these, of, you know, people who, you know, unfortunately were battling the disease. And, you know, they were, like talking about, you know, how to plan, you know, for their loved ones, et cetera. And so we've made some amazing advances. Now, these antiretroviral therapies, and we've talked about them, you know, how they work is, you know, they're working against these viruses. They're some of the smartest viruses out there. And these viruses are so smart that basically what they do is they attack the only cell that could attack it, the T helper cells. In, you know, HIV cells. Although now they realize that there may be some other cells that they may also attack called the macrophages. And these macrophages or macrophages also clear out disease. So the HIV virus is super smart where it attacks the cell that can fight it as opposed to a, you know, cold, you know, like a, you know, run-of-the-mill rhinovirus, you know, a cold that you get where it attacks cells in the nasal mucosa. You sneeze it out, it's self-limiting. You know, a lot of those viruses aren't as bad. Something like this, it doesn't want to get cleared out. It doesn't want to die. And then what it does is it turns these T helper cells, or even macrophages, but the studies are still looking at that. But with these T helper white cells, white blood cells, it turns them into baby-making machines of HIV virus. So it injects its enzymes to cause the cell to make the DNA of the HIV virus, and then the HIV virus replicates within the cell, and then it kills off the cell once it does that. And so it's very, very smart. It also knows how to hide out. The Bristol University team hopes that these findings help reduce the stigma associated with living with HIV so those infected can keep working and have smoother access to medical insurance where needed. In addition, the outcome should encourage people to start treatment as soon as possible. So antiretroviral therapy involves a combination of three or more drugs that prevents HIV from replicating so it doesn't damage the immune system. And like I said, it finds the immune cell that it attacks it. It causes it to make more HIV viruses and then it kills off that immune cell. So you don't even, not only are you making more HIV viruses, but you are losing your own immune system. The treatment also prevents spread of the disease by as much as 96% as it lowers the levels of virus inside the body significantly. They say the World Health Organization recommends treatment be given to people with HIV immediately following the diagnosis. Previous guidelines recommended treatment using thresholds based on your CD4 count, and that's not the case. What I was taught is as soon as you recognize HIV, you need to start treating it immediately because it can hide out and it could be very savvy, and it could be doing its damage, even not in high numbers. And so the Bristol team analyzed data from more than 88,500 people with HIV gathered from 18 European and North American studies. They found that fewer people who began treatment between 2008 and 2010 died during the first 3 years of treatment than those who started treatment between 1996 and 2007. And they say the life expectancy for 20-year-olds have increased now at least 10 years for women and 9 years for men. They projected that 20-year-old men starting therapy between 2008 and 2010 who survived the first year of treatment would live to 73 years old, women living on average to 76 years old. Now, remember, life expectancy is already in the 80s. In the UK, Canada, it's about 79 in the United States, according to World Bank. So for us to be able to allow somebody with the medications and with the progress we've made with HIV to make it well into their 70s, that's some great work. Again, the big key to treating HIV is starting early, okay? Many people don't realize they have HIV until they have a CD4 count that has left them so low that they come in with a presenting complaint that we would only see in a person that has full-blown HIV, which is why we want you to, you know, do your HIV tests regularly. If you're at high risk, every 3 to 6 months, maybe even, you know, more frequently than that. Or, you know, after you've had a encounter with somebody without using condoms, we would recommend you get an HIV test immediately and then again in 6 weeks. Of course, HIV could be latent, which is why we recommend testing again in 3 months and even 6 months after that. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to HIV, you know, and attacking it, you know, head on, what we have to do is we have to find it before it starts to kill off those T cells like I talked about. So one of my patients walked in, new patient, and he was having a real, real bad cough. And so I did a chest X-ray, and the pneumonia he had didn't look like strep pneumonia. It looked like PCP, pneumocystis carinii, which now they've changed the name of. And when I looked at that, I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I've only seen this in people with HIV. So I go back and I ask, you know, if he's ever been screened for HIV. And, you know, he says no. He said, you know, I do have a male partner. You know, he doesn't have HIV, but, you know, let's test me. And, you know, I knew he would have it just because that type of pneumonia I have never seen in somebody who didn't have HIV, because the only time you grow out a pneumonia such as that is if your CD4 count or your white count has dropped to a certain level. What we need to do is find patients before they're at that level so we could start the retrovirals or the antivirals as soon as possible. And, you know, we've done great things thus far. It's just, you know, people don't think it's going to happen to them. They don't think that their partner has it. What they don't realize is that they could have had sex with a partner, male, female, it doesn't matter, that could have given it to them when they didn't know prior to their new partner, which is why we recommend regular checks. Pregnant women, they all get HIV tests. When you come in asking for a sexually transmitted panel, again, everybody gets it. All right, heart failure patients do better when sticking with the same hospital. They say heart failure patients who are readmitted to the same hospital after their initial treatment are more likely to survive and go home sooner, according to a Canadian research study. They say speedy treatment is critical for sudden events like heart attack or stroke, which explains why ambulance policies usually require patients to be taken to the closest treatment center, even if they were just released from another hospital. Right? You know, when you're dealing with stroke, I mean, you need to get that TPA, and if it's a thrombotic stroke, like right away, you know, under 3-4 hours. But heart failure is a chronic condition, and they find that with heart failure, if you return and to the same place that you were treated, have that continuity of care, you seem to do better. The researchers looked at readmission data on heart failure patients discharged from Canadian hospitals between 2004 and 2013. They looked at 217,000 patients. 18% were admitted within 30 days, and almost 37% had to come back because of heart failure. Of all the patients who were sent back to the hospital, 83% were readmitted to the hospital where they were first treated, 17% differently. And the patients being treated were more likely to be male, younger, living in rural areas, etc. They found those who went home one day sooner, and they go, those who were treated at the same hospital went home one day sooner, and were also 11% less likely to die during their hospital stay. So pick a hospital and stick with it. Hopefully your insurance allows you to. 1-877, Dr. Ellis.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV, and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.